What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
He's even won over Megyn Kelly. He's actually won her over. It's absolutely unbelievable. This could be the beginning of America's golden age. If Trump does everything that he says he's going to do, my guess is this might, honest to God, be the beginning of America's golden age. I can't wait. I really can't wait. More with the issue regarding Belmont County and the horrible mail service. But before I get to that, Donald Trump, again, the media, they're so useless here. They're just so useless. This is the heart of MAGA Nation, the heart. Every county in West Virginia, all 55, red. The eastern half of Ohio, because we cover most of the eastern half of Ohio, red. Every county. The closest blue county west of us is in Stark County or Athens. That's how far away any blue county is. And on the other side, heading east into Maryland, several of the Maryland counties in their panhandle, also red. The first blue one's in Frederick, Maryland. We are in the heart of MAGA Nation, the heart of this thing. Overwhelming support for Donald Trump, and yet useless local media all hates Trump. In fact, Channel 7 just hired a new news director from NPR. Jesus God. They won't tell you anything good. I'm all you've got. Here's the latest. The chances are, in fact, I will bet you your last dollar that this is the first time that you heard of this. And this is amazing. Another Donald Trump, more Donald Trump information. Donald Trump. Any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including, but in no way limited to, all environmental approvals. Get ready to rock. I don't know about you, but I would say that's a pretty gosh darn important bit of news for people here in the Valley, wouldn't you say? Given our wretched economy, given all the problems with fracking and with coal and everything else, here you've got the new president of the United States, number 47, officially, you know, in January, but unofficially he's already president. Any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including but in no way limited to all environmental approvals. Get ready to rock. I don't know about you, but I think this is big news for us here in the Valley. I really do. Here in the heart of MAGA Nation. And chances are really, really, really good this is the first you've heard of this. So download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I'm all you've got. I'm all you've got. Every day people say, I didn't know. I heard on your show about this. I heard about that. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Right, because the local media, it's just propaganda. It's all it is propaganda. And they hate Trump. They absolutely hate Trump. Starting with the billionaire Bob, who wags his finger down at us from his condo in Mount Washington. They hate Trump. They just hate Trump, which means they hate you. I love you. So that's why you get all this news about Trump and everything, because we're the heart of MAGA Nation. Nobody else is giving it to you. Download the River Network app next. More with the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Because the mail delivery service has been horrible in Belmont County, and I suspect throughout much of the United States. But my latest thing is I'm still waiting to get paid. My company, it's Dimitri 2020 LLC. That's my company. Send an invoice to Mr. Deep Pockets, the head of the Ohio Midland News Group, multimedia conglomerate, world headquarters here in Bel Air, Rock Hill. And he's actually very, very good about paying bills like instantly. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better client. You really couldn't. I could do without the snarkiness. But if you can look past that, you couldn't ask for a better client. Well, in the dismissive tone sometimes when he gets important phone calls. Okay, if you can look past those two things, you couldn't ask for a better client. Focus, man, focus. So I send my invoice by email, PDF, email. And he looks it over and says, okay, fine, November, all the numbers check out, which they always do because that's me. And he puts my check in the mail. And I absolutely believe he did this. There's no question about this. He did it Thursday or Friday from Bel Air. The check has to go to Richland Township just outside the city of St. C. Nothing Saturday. Sunday, of course, nothing. Gave him an extra day so they could deliver it. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Mr. Deep Pockets could have taken my check to Dimitri 2020, made out to Dimitri 2020 LLC, and walked from Rock Hill, going all the way down to the interstate, going across the interstate, or going all the way over to National Road, and walked on National Road, and all the way to my house, quicker than the U.S. Postal Service. Service, what a joke that is. And I don't know if it's going to come even today. That's how bad the postal system is. And that's not because of any individual office. Nothing like that. It's the whole damn system that is rotten. You know, they've lost close to $100 billion over the last, I don't know, 20 or so years. I mean, insane numbers of losses. And the service doesn't get better. It gets worse. It's a double whammy. I still haven't gotten paid. And it's all the problem is the post office. And the reason that I'm bringing this up today is not only because it's the Belmont Buzz.
Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. But also, the head of the post office, U.S. Postmaster General, was being grilled in Congress by a rep from Georgia. And I really wish that I could show you the video. Now, I can. We're doing a Facebook live stream, so I can hold my phone up to the camera on the iPad that I'm using, and you can see. But I'm going to have to explain this to you for because you can't see it. So the U.S. Postmaster General is getting reamed, and rightly so, by this representative from Georgia. The U.S. Postmaster General gave himself a letter grade of an A for the work that he is doing. Can you believe this? But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it, and I swear to you, I am not making this up. The worst of it is this. As the congressman is giving him chapter and verse about how screwed up the postal system is and this, that, and the other, the U.S. Postmaster General, the top guy at the post office, puts his hands up to his ears so he cannot hear the complaints. And there's actually a picture of it. I'm going to show you on my iPhone for our Facebook friends. And this is the head, the U.S. Postmaster General, the head of the post office, and he actually put his hands up to his ears so he wouldn't hear the complaints about the postal, quote, service. It's absolutely unbelievable. I got the audio here. Let me play it for you right now.
You, sir, do not get an A grade. You cannot give yourself that grade.
I just did.
You can't.
I just
You can't
did.
Grade your own paper, sir. I've been to medical school.
Well, then.
I get my MBA. You can't. I'm sorry. You are graded by the United States people. And they don't use your service anymore. You bankrupt.
That is not true.
You
that
bankrupt this true, through sir. Your reputation
is
only.
Growing.
Through your reputation, you are responsible for the fall of the Postal Service
now,
and the lack
Congress,
of accountability.
Congress is responsible for the fall of the Postal Service.
So it's Congress.
I am trying to fix I am trying to fix
on your
the
watch,
Postal Service.
With all the AI.
Before my watch, the same stuff happened.
With all the AI, with all the computer systems, you're worse than if I took
you're
a horse
to yourself,
and picked up the mail and delivered it 2 miles down the road. That's you. I hope you got that on camera. This is the response that the postmaster just gave Congress when he doesn't like what he hears. Literally covered his ears and gave himself the grade of A. And with that, sir, I rest.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So if you're wondering why you're not getting your mail, well, the head of the post office system doesn't want to hear it. He's giving himself a letter grade A for doing just a dandy job. And then when they start complaining, people start complaining about the wretched service. They can't deliver the mail on time. Sometimes they don't even deliver the mail, period. He literally, I'm not making this up. The man literally put his hands up to his ears so he would not hear the complaints. This isn't a congressional hearing. This is the guy in charge. This is why you're not getting your mail. And they don't give a damn about it. He said, oh, we've always had these problems. He actually said, in fact, let me play that for you again, because I think that's really quite telling. Let me play this for you one more time. Hold on. Because there's a thing here where he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, because I should have written it down, that it's essentially nothing new. It's always been like that. And I think that, too, is really, really, really telling. It's a very short clip, so bear with me. But listen for the U.S. Postmaster General saying, like it's always been like that. Hold on.
You, sir, do not get an A grade. You cannot give yourself that grade.
I just did.
You can't.
I just
You can't
did.
Grade your own paper, sir. I've been to medical school.
Well, then.
I get my MBA. You can't. I'm sorry. You are graded by the United States people, and they don't use your service anymore. You bankrupt.
That is not true.
You
that
bankrupt true, this through
sir.
Your reputation only.
Growing.
Through your
I,
reputation, you are responsible for the fall of the Postal Service
now,
and the lack
Congress,
of accountability.
Congress is responsible
it
for the fall of the Postal Service.
So it's Congress.
I am trying to fix
on your
the
watch,
Postal Service.
With all the AI.
Before my watch, the same stuff happened.
With all the AI, with all the computer systems, you're worse than if I took
you're
a horse
talking to yourself
and picked up the mail and delivered it 2 miles down the road. That's you. I hope you got that on camera. This is the response that the postmaster just gave Congress when he doesn't like what he hears. Literally covered his ears and gave himself the grade of A. And with that, sir, I rest.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So if you want to know why you're not getting your mail, there it is. And he made a point of saying, you know, it's always been like that. Plus, it's Congress's fault. And he gives himself an A. Electronic communication has never looked so good. Email, text, everything. They're losing tens of billions of dollars a year. They've lost at least $100 billion, and the service keeps getting worse, and I still have not gotten my check for my company. From Bel Air to Richland Township, Mr. Deep Pockets could have walked it over to my house. That's how bad the Postal Service is in Belmont County, and I'm guessing everywhere else within the sound of my voice, too. And that's the head of it. Oh, don't tell me I'm going to put my hands up to my ears. That way I can't hear anything. Blah, blah, blah. This is not, I'm not exaggerating. That is exactly what happened. He's acting like a child. The only thing he didn't do is add the blah, 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 to make sure that he couldn't hear anything in case the hands up to the ears didn't do a good enough job of soundproofing his brain. That's what's going on. And I'll keep you updated about when the check finally comes. I suspect it will. Maybe today, maybe next week, who the hell knows? But that's what the can't say it. That's what the mail service is like in Belmont County. At least for me, but also for my wife. And it's not like we live in some, you know, really awkward, weird place in some gully or some hill or whatever. I mean, it's very easy to get to our house, and the mailbox is right there, and there are no excuses. There are absolutely no excuses. So if you're having mail delivery problems in Belmont County, or for that matter, anywhere else here in our listening area, I think now you know why. The U.S. Postmaster General gave himself an A, blames Congress for all the problems, and it's been like that for years. That's the mentality of all of these people there. That's the deep state in a nutshell. They feel darn good about themselves. High self-esteem, gives himself an A. And when he is held accountable for the abysmal failure of the post office, he puts his hands up to his ears so he can't hear it. That's the deep state in a nutshell when we, the people, try to hold these terrible people accountable.